night for the area Christmas parades. Community Connection on the way next on K1, brought to you this morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church. And let's see, first of the month, first Thursday, must be time for elder care. Jennifer's in this morning. Nice to have you in here this morning.
Good morning. You know, I was just thinking last time I was here, it was a lot warmer in November than it is today. So I'm glad to see we're sort of shifting over to that wintry holiday feel.
It's time now. It's December. It's okay if it's cool. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it still felt a little weird when it was like 75 in the first part of November, but I'm glad to kind of see the shift coming on.
I think maybe it'll get more people in the Christmas buying spirit and, you know, say, okay, it's getting cold. It must be time for Christmas.
Absolutely. You know? So shop local. Yeah. Now's the time. We were just talking about, you know, all kinds of things going on in town.
Yeah,
so
10 new daily winning prize ticket numbers. You didn't bring yours in, so apparently you're not one of the 10.
No, I'm not that lucky. Not in that sense.
Well,
so.
I hope to be able to announce your name as a winner.
Yeah. Well, speaking of gifts, you know, one thing I like to kind of bring up this time of year is the different gift certificates that you can actually purchase at Elder Care. A lot of people kind of think that's really strange or they've never really heard about it. But, you know, we have about three programs, really, that you can purchase gift certificates for loved ones around this time of year.
Like what?
Well, one, you know, we always talk about the Golden Opportunities Program. So you've got that travel, that fitness, those educational classes. So maybe you know someone who wants to get involved or already does a lot with Golden Opportunities, mm-hmm. and you think, well, great, they already do a ton. Why not get them a gift certificate? It's also good for their membership for next year. So if you purchase one, you know, a gift certificate now, they can use it for a full membership for 2017.
Or if they're not a member, just go ahead and buy the membership, put it in their name.
Yeah, absolutely. And memberships, you know, it gets you discounts off of those classes and travel opportunities we talked about, but it also gets you 4 exclusive member-only parties that happen throughout the year. So in 2016, we did a Valentine's dinner. It was a 3-course meal. Mm-hmm. We did a Roaring Twenties party. That was a lot of fun.
I heard good things about that one.
Yeah. We did a Around the World where we had food from 5 different countries, and you had to kind of guess where it came from. And then we just had a magician out in November, and he did a great little show at the end of dinner, and it was hilarious. And so it's things like that that you also get on top of those discounts. So it's a great little place to be a membership. It's like $65 for a whole year for an individual, $105 for a couple.
Okay.
So it's pretty affordable if you think about the 4 parties you get
on top of that. Go party hardy. And then if you'll find a trip that you really want to go on, you're already halfway down for it.
Yeah. So a lot of people might be a little bit more familiar with the idea of getting a gift certificate for that program.
Sure.
But the other 2 programs that we have is our Brighter Living program. So we talk about that quite a bit, about getting help in the home. So maybe it's from housekeeping to meal preparation to transportation, putting up the Christmas tree, all kinds of things. It's really a wide array of things that can happen. And so you can actually purchase a certain amount that can go towards however many hours that equals out to you for any time from now all the way through 2017. Usually it's about a whole calendar year is about what you get for a gift certificate. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people can purchase that maybe for a loved one.
Okay.
Maybe your parent has thought about that this is a good idea, but they haven't really jumped off yet. Maybe getting a gift certificate to kind of start with that might help them feel a little bit more comfortable. Or maybe they already do it and they think, I love it, but I can only afford so much at a time. Well, you can grab them some
more. Hey, here's
more.
10 hours. Go get signed up. You know.
Yeah, and it can be, you know, helping to rake leaves, clearing the sidewalk if the snow comes next week like it's looking, maybe it will.
We're going to get sometime this winter. You know we will.
Yeah, to all kinds of things. I know one thing is going to doctor's appointments just so they don't have to drive yourself. And even just going to Walmart. No one likes to go by themselves anyway. So they can go with you, help get those things packed up, re-put in your house, put up.
Yeah.
So it's a great little way to kind of give a little help around the home for the holidays. The other thing is a Daybreak gift certificate. And this is specific to our short-term respite care. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know what that is, you know, sometimes a caregiver, especially around this time of year, has so much going on from already working to, or not working to just the normal things. And now you have Christmas on top of that, and you're trying to prepare for guests to come in, and it's already stressful. So you're feeling just that pressure in general, and maybe you need a little short break.
Yeah.
And that's really what that respite cares for. You come for the day, your loved one gets to have a good time. You get to either run errands or grab a coffee and read a book for just a little bit.
Put your feet up all afternoon.
Absolutely. And then, you know, it can be a short-term solution to just something that's kind of crazy during the holiday, up to a longer, maybe eventually you find that this works out. And then you kind of start joining Daybreak more on a permanent kind of schedule. So it's a great time if you're still looking for Christmas gifts. I know it's only December 1st and many people have not started shopping yet. So you can just do it at Elder Care.
There you go. Get everything you need at Elder Care.
I wouldn't say everything, but yeah, you can get a couple things. So it's a good thing. If anybody's interested in these gift certificate ideas, you just have to call us and we'll get you to the right person to kind of talk about how it works and how to get it set up and the amount. And then we can either keep it for you to come pick up, or we can mail it to you, or mail it to you a specific person. I mean, we're pretty flexible with, we don't have decorative like envelopes or anything. So if we mail it to someone, it's just going to be,
you have to furnish your own gift envelope, but that's okay.
But that's okay. So, you can just give us a call, 918-336-8500, and we can, you know, help you kind of guide through that.
Yeah. And give them an hour or so notice so they can, you know, get the name of the individual on the gift certificate. You probably don't do all the fancy calligraphy, but you can have it all typed out and ready to go.
Yeah, we like to type things. Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing. You know, maybe you're already involved in our Brighter Living program. So, or maybe you've thought about it and you just have transportation occasionally or something. But I always like to remind people, now is a good time to utilize that service again, Brighter Living and Daybreak, for all those things that kind of go with the holidays.
Well, maybe you haven't thought about the fact that you got all those Christmas decorations boxed up and put in the attic, and somebody's got to climb up there and get them out.
They do. I mean, people want to decorate. They want to shop. And it's like me. When I go shopping, I don't want to take my loved one while I go shopping for their Christmas gift.
Go hide over there someplace.
Exactly. So it's a good time to have someone come sit at home, maybe take care of a couple things for you while you're out shopping for the holidays. Sometimes it's even you want to bake cookies and send them to the grandkids, but you're just doing all of that work by yourself is a lot of effort now than it used to be. So sometimes our companions just come over and help you do that. They help you get the cookies out, put them in the boxes, get them to the post office kind of thing. So it's so flexible, and I love it because it's just, it could be 1 hour. I mean, maybe you just need 1 hour. Maybe that's all you have left is you got to do two more gifts and you haven't been able to get away yet.
Well, and you get an extra person in here and you get 2.5 hours worth of stuff done in an hour because there's two of you working on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing about the short-term respite that I think we don't talk about a lot, and really we don't talk about a lot in Daybreak, is the importance for a caregiver to take care of themselves.
Yes.
You know, we talk a lot about just the benefits of getting help kind of thing, or the socialization for maybe an individual who's coming to Daybreak. But we don't really talk a lot about how easy it is to get run down as a caregiver, especially at a time of the year where somehow it's supposed to be happy and we're all just a little bit more on edge.
An impaired caregiver helps nobody.
No, absolutely. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, you're starting to see kind of a trend where caregivers are maybe getting ill and starting to need more help because they're not taking care of themselves. And so they kind of put things off and they let that stress level get up, and maybe you get an ulcer.
Well, let's not go that far.
Yeah, but something, you know, it can happen. I mean, caregiving is just difficult for everyone because no one likes to need to rely on someone, and no one is fully prepared to understand day to day, you know, what might be needed that day. And so it's a good time to always think, take care of yourself. You know, make sure you're going to the doctor if you're a caregiver. Make sure you're taking time to grab a coffee, put your feet up, read a book, just to get your shop. Go get your hair done. And so that's what you know, brighter living can do for you. That's what that short-term rescue can be. If you don't have someone in town to help with that, we can be that person for you, and we can support you. And maybe you do have all of that, and you don't necessarily need the short-term respite. Another thing I'd like to point out is we also have a caregiver support group. And so maybe you don't need all of that help, but you need to talk about it. And so this is a good time to come every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and just talk about, you know, how things are going, maybe get some tips from people who are also in the same boat on how, you know, they're managing those things.
And go and I mean, I'm not sure people don't use it, but go and vent to somebody else who will share the problem. You think you got a problem, listen to mine, you know.
Exactly. I mean, sometimes, and we always say talking can be the best medicine, and you have to talk to someone who understands. And so as a caregiver, if that's you, you know, whether it's a parent, whether it's a child, I mean, whatever your situation is, just make sure you're taking care of yourself this holiday season. It's so important. It's so easy to also get off track. We eat a lot. We don't exercise a ton. And so take care of yourself. Maybe at the first of the year, after you've gone through it all, join a fitness class.
You can help with that too.
I can help with that from Golden Opportunities. We do have lots of fitness classes. Those gift certificates would be great for them. But That would be our thing this season. It's time to spend it with your family, but it's also time to take care of yourself. So if you're interested in any of these programs, let us know. We'd love to sit down and just talk about what we have. We actually have an open house coming up this Monday.
Yeah, okay.
Come at 10 a.m. We'll talk to you then.
Right. We'll figure out what goes on at open house and help you solve all your Christmas shopping problems at Elder Care when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400 K1, and spending a little bit of time this morning with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care, and finding out that you really can be a one-stop shop for all people's Christmas buying gifts needs. It's great, you know?
Yeah, well, and I kind of want to backtrack a little bit. I mean, we just got done with Thanksgiving. I know we've already just fast-forwarded into December, even though today's December 1st.
You haven't even put all the leftovers in the freezer, maybe.
Not really, but we had a great Thanksgiving season Elder Care. The week of Thanksgiving, that Monday, I think last time I was here, I mentioned that we were going to have some students come in from the National Honor Society, and they were going to do a little individual training with seniors about technology. And if you don't remember, they were just going to sit down and you could bring your iPad or your phone or your computer, whatever it is, and ask all your specific questions about how to set it up and how to delete that contact and, you know, how do I message this, or I can't figure out how to turn my ringer down. Any of those questions that may have happened. And I have to say, it was such a success. We had such a good time. We had lots of people coming in. We had people who felt like they left and were empowered to to use those Christmas gifts from last year. That's what I heard from someone. I got this last Christmas, so I still haven't used it.
And they're going to expect me to know something about it when they come back.
They're going to feel much better about being able to use it this year. And so we talked with those National Honor Society students, and they had such a good time. They're hoping that we're going to be able to offer another one this spring. So maybe you get something this Christmas and you don't know how to use it. Kind of be on the lookout, because I think this will become a little bit more of a trend for us, because technology changes so much and it's so frustrating. And if you don't have someone to sit down with you and help you figure it out, a lot of times things gather dust and become coasters and I mean, you re-gift it because you don't know what you're doing, even though you desperately wanted the Kindle, but you can't read anything on it.
Yeah.
And so we're just so thankful for those students to make time during their holiday break.
You've already read that book that came stock on the Kindle 5 times, but where do you get the next book?
Yeah. Exactly. And so we had a great time. And so if you see any of those National Honor Society students, it wasn't all of them, but they were great. We can give them high five out there. And so be on the lookout for maybe another one of those first part of next year, probably March, April.
Okay.
The other thing is we were so fortunate this year to be able to deliver Thanksgiving baskets again. And this year we had a new partner, actually two new partners in this process. And so we just wanted to kind of thank Christ Community Church and the Walmart Distribution Center for kind of coming together at the last minute and helping us put together 60 Thanksgiving baskets to deliver to our different clients.
That's a lot of stuff.
It was a lot of stuff. And not only did they help us get the resources to put together, but they came out on Tuesday before Thanksgiving and they delivered every one of those baskets here in town.
Wow.
After work. And we're so thankful for them. I mean, they came through for a need and an opportunity that we had. And I just know our clients that we were able to serve, we're so thankful, and we're thankful that we have a community that supports us all year long. Yeah. It's not just one time of year. Every month we are supported by this wonderful community. And so, again, we just wanted to say thank you. We can't say enough for all of our community support that we always have to fulfill needs for seniors, because every day we find a new need. That happens, and we're so thankful to be a resource.
Well, but you're out there filling needs in the community, too. We talk about whether it's Golden Opportunity or the Daybreak program or some of the things that we, you know, are more seasonal, like air conditioners and clean cool rooms or just the fun evening that everybody gets to have out at the Mullendore Ranch. You know, it's great.
It is. And, you know, one thing a lot of people kind of wonder about, too, when it comes to the holiday season, you may have family members are coming to town, maybe your grandparents or someone, and you're realizing that a walker might be a good idea, a wheelchair, because you guys are going to go out and see the Christmas lights, something like that. We do those free medical equipment loans. And so if you're maybe looking for a cane or something like that to kind of use on a temporary basis these holiday seasons to help those traveling family members that are going, give us a call. We might have it in stock, and we loan them out for free for as long as you need them.
And just that loan of a wheelchair, I'm sure, would make somebody a whole lot more comfortable if they decide to fly to, well, wherever family is that's not here, and you can race through the airport where you're changing planes from, you know, this plane to that plane, and you need that air conditioner, that wheelchair ride from here to there.
Absolutely. And a lot of times it's even shopping.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're going out and you're doing shopping and you're getting a little more tired. So a walker or one of those walkers with a seat, those can be really helpful just as a short-term thing, because you're just doing more than, you know, maybe you are used to. And so we have those for loan out too. Of course, you know, we have a limited amount of those, so it really is just depending on what we have in stock. But you can always give us a call any time of the year. It doesn't have to be now, anytime, and we can loan those out. Also, I always like to say, if you have one at home that you're not using, a wheelchair, a walker, a cane, bedside commode, anything like that, give us a call if you're willing to donate those, because I tell you, they come in and they go back out. It's a constant back and forth, especially wheelchairs and walkers, you know, those four-wheel walkers with the seats. Those are in high need. So if you have one laying around, you're not using it, we would love to take that donation from you. We can give you a sheet, and that way we can pass it forward to another family or another senior in town that, you know, can use it on a short-term basis.
Well, if you're interested in some of those gift certificates that we talked about in the first part of the program, give them a call.
Yeah. 918-336-8500, or stop by Monday, December 5th. It's 10 a.m. for our open house.
Okay. And it'll be next year by the time we talk with Jennifer again. 1400 K1.
ONN News.